The albatross on display is one of the largest species of albatross, the wandering albatross. It's probably a youngish specimen, as it's not as tall at about 3/4 of a metre as an adult bird would be. Adults easily reach over a metre in height. It also has a lot more black coloration on the wings and along the back than probably an adult wandering albatross would, as feathers become whiter with age. When albatrosses are out in the ocean, they're looking for squid and fish to eat, which they detect using their excellent sense of smell. The group of seabirds that albatrosses belong to are known as tube noses, or in scientific terms, procellariforms. Their bills are a characteristic shape. They're made up of overlapping plates made of keratin, which is what our hair and nails are made from. And these form external nostrils that look like little tubes on the side of the bill, which is where the name comes from. Apart from albatrosses being one of my favourite birds, I wanted to show albatross because they are a very vulnerable group of birds today. Of the 22 different species of albatross that live globally, about 17 of them are now globally threatened, and some of them very critically endangered, with maybe 20 to 40 breeding pairs still existing. So they are very vulnerable to all sorts of different threats, everything from introduced predators such as rats and pigs and different kinds of mammals on the islands that they breed can destroy their eggs and eat chicks and things, and that can be quite decimating to breeding albatrosses. Longline fishing is a threat to albatrosses. There are a lot of longline fishing fleets in the southern oceans, and albatrosses get confused by the fishing hooks that they see glinting in the oceans and think that they're squid and things, and they catch them and become entangled in the net and then get dragged down into the ocean as the ship moves, and then they've drowned. I wanted to mark the International Year of Biodiversity, which has been held this year. Something like 200 countries around the world have been getting together to look at the progress that has been made towards reducing biodiversity loss over the last sort of 15 years. And now they're sitting down to look at how we can really look into the future and look at how we reduce biodiversity loss, including those of the albatrosses.